Texas used to be considered an easy grab for Senator Ted Cruz. And while the state's delegates aren't out of reach, there are some primary voters slipping through his fingers. Meet Dallasite and millennial Bonnie Oleg.
I just relate to Rubio the most out of each candidate.
True, recent polls have shown Senator Marco Rubio in third place in Texas. But Oleg says he's a next-generation conservative who can fire people up.
I like the ads where he's like playing football and he's throwing the football around, and we like to see someone, you know, with energy and passion, and I think maybe that's the difference.
Rubio brought that energy to Dallas's Clyde Warren Park on Friday, going after that other candidate who wants to take a bite out of Texas.
You all have friends that are thinking about voting for Donald Trump. Friends, do not let friends vote for con artists.
Turns out con in con artist is short for, yep, confidence, something Trump slathered on supporters in Fort Worth Friday afternoon.
We will build the wall, and it will be a great wall.
Ramona Rivera and her friend Cecilia Turner are enthusiastic about Trump. Turner says that wall is the way to fix illegal immigration.
It's not about hate or racism, because racism is everywhere. Everybody's a racist one time or another in their life. Okay, so I don't know why people are being hypocrites. So that's why I'm voting for Trump. So that way he can build a wall and that they can do it the right way.
Still, Cruz supporters in Texas are confident. Here's Texas State Senator Connie Burton.
We feel very strongly that this is Ted Cruz country and that we're doing very well.
But everyone can't win, can they? Under Texas rules, three candidates could actually go home with a slice.
It's going to depend on the percentage of votes that they get.
Rebecca Dean is chair of the political science department at UT Arlington. She explains Texas isn't a winner-take-all state. A candidate has to get at least 20% of the vote to get any delegates. To collect all 155, he'd have to win more than 50% of the vote.
Now, Senator Cruz most likely will get above that 20% threshold. We also expect that Mr. Trump will do well. The question really will be, how well does Rubio do, and does that eat into any of Cruz's support?
Dean says Rubio could top 20%, especially since native Texan Jeb Bush rode off into the sunset. Rubio supporter Bonnie Oleg sees similarities between the two Florida politicians.
And I think that the same values that go into Bush, I think people will see that in Rubio, and maybe they weren't looking before.
Voter turnout could be the biggest variable, political scientist Rebecca Dean says. See, low turnout usually helps the best organized politician, which in this case would be Cruz. He's had thousands of boots on the ground for months now.
The little wrinkle for Texas is that we have early voting. And at least in Tarrant County, the first day broke records. And then, of course, you know, we don't have any idea for whom those folks have voted. But it does suggest that turnout will be at least on par, if not high, in this particular cycle.
More than a million Texans cast early votes. Tuesday night, we'll see how the Republican candidates divvy up the supersized prize that is Texas. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.